Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Malachi 1:6.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Malachi 1:6. A son honors his father and a slave his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due me? If I am a master, where is the respect due me, says the Lord Almighty? It is you priests who show contempt for my name. But you ask, how have we shown contempt for your name? Years ago, our family went through a frightening unemployment period, and my cries for help for God to intervene soon came to dominate our relationship. Then one day, I sensed him asking me a question that halted and then shifted my thinking. I realized I had been treating him like a cosmic genie rather than a beloved father. Today's verse seems to indicate that the priests in ancient Israel were behaving in a similar way. Actually, worse, they weren't honoring God as Father, as their sovereign Lord and Creator, and they weren't treating him with the respect he deserved. God referred to them as his son, his firstborn. They were his chosen people. Despite their sins, their flaws, their continued rebellion, he said, in essence, I choose you. And he did so again and again. He had invited them into an intimate relationship to know, to really know him as their provider, protector, redeemer, and savior, the God who formed them, called them, watched over them, and loved them. But they weren't interested in a relationship. They wanted the full benefit of being God's child without the commitment. They were like the prodigal son in the parable Jesus told in the Gospels, the son who distanced himself emotionally and literally from his father, who wanted his father's blessings, his portion of the inheritance, without the responsibility or commitment. The ancient Israelites wanted a God they could turn to during times of trouble when they needed rescue, but who largely left them alone the rest of the time. And that grieved God's heart, just as it would grieve ours if our children treated us in the same way. Speaking on today's verse, the late Bible commentator Albert Barnes wrote, God appeals to the first feelings of the human heart, the relation of a parent and child, end quote. Children who love their parents honor them. God's people, his children, however, did not love or honor him. The priests, the religious leaders, they had grown apathetic towards the things of God and contemptuous toward God himself. They despised his name, meaning who he is, his character, by treating him with disdain. Instead of bringing their best to God's altar, they brought him their leftovers and items of little value, the lame, blind, or diseased, to which God replied, in essence, try offering such things to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Of course not. Sadly, we often treat people we admire or respect with more respect and honor than we do God. Honestly, many, if not all of us, in some way treat our Heavenly Father with contempt. Many of us give him our leftovers of our time, our talents, our money, in how we save the best for ourselves, thereby worshiping ourselves. Praise God for his grace, for his faithfulness to respond to us like a loving father, even when we behave like an entitled teen. It's also His grace given through the death and resurrection of His Son that enables us to change and grow. When we reflect upon the priceless, incomparable gift that God gave us through the death and resurrection of His Son, the incomparable gift that Jesus Christ, the Son, gave us through His life, we naturally want to offer our best in gratitude to Him. And maybe we can take some time this week to do that, to pause, to reflect, and to journal on the sacrifice that Christ paid, thanking Him for the shame He endured, for remaining silent when mocked, for enduring the flogging, the mocking, for carrying that cross upon His shoulders as He walked steadily towards His death, and for breathing His last so that you and I might live. And may we also reflect on everything we possess because of His death and resurrection. The Holy Spirit, a transformed heart, and the power to live changed. The priceless gift of forgiveness and peace with God, eternal life, and the promise of the joy that's yet to come. Our God, our Father, our Lord and Savior has given us so very much. Doesn't this motivate you to give your best back to Him? Let's pray. Holy Father, You are so righteous, so giving, so faithful and attentive. You are a good and loving Father. Even when we rebel, even when we remain faithless, You remain faithful and attentive. We thank You for Your love, for Your mercy and Your grace. We thank You for sending Your Son that we might live. And Lord, we just pray that You would examine our hearts, that You would forgive us for those times when we honor ourselves above You, when we place others above You as well, whether that's a spouse or our children or that special relationship or someone that we admire and respect. Lord, forgive us for the times when we honor them more than we honor You. And help us ignite our love for You, ignite our passion for You, and remind us continually of the precious gift You gave us in Your Son, Jesus Christ. And it is in His name that we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.